Hello, everybody. It's George from Ireland. So, you know, it says 1 second, waits a few seconds, then jumps to 6 seconds. I never know when to begin because people say don't begin instantly, you know, because otherwise sometimes cut off half the first word. But anyway, this video is Requiescat in Pace, Joy Macduff. So I just found out the other day that Miss Macduff died, and she was my teacher many, many moons ago, 1988 to 89. Well, she taught me mathematics a little bit later on. So I didn't know how old she was. I remember when I first met her, when we were running through the woods, when she was taking for sort of activities in the afternoon, i.e. sports, her quipping, we had a 100-year-old teacher. I realize now that she was 43 at the time, but although she was slim, she did look old, and her hair was like totally gray. Not that light gray, but undoubtedly gray, and also blatantly didn't dye it. And she frequently referred to her time when she worked in Australia. So that was her. So she was in North Britain. I left that school. I never had any contact with her since. She's quite a shock from the teacher we'd had before. And first of all, Mr. Black, this erstwhile Olympic gold medalist, who we sort of hero worshipped, was quite macho, was somewhere quite lax, quite humorous. Miss Macduff, she wasn't very humorous, but in some ways she was rigid, but the classroom displays were fantastic. She was highly organized, and she taught me things that I still remember to this day, many, many years later. I'm just trying to think. What are some of these things? A stitch in time saves nine. Have us do various spelling sentences. And there were proverbs like that. Quoting Shakespeare, neither a borrower nor a lender be. And I still remember that to this day. So that was her. But we didn't do history with her as such. So she's a very caring person, very orderly. We all had our own pencil with our name on it and things like that. She'd make a big deal if people wanted to go to the lavatory. I remember someone breaking wind. And whoever was flatulent, well, he or she was not identified. And she said, one of you has made a smell. And she couldn't bring herself to say fart. But that was it. I remember one time at a lesson, they were saying, you're going to have to take us on an expedition this summer. And I saw the horror spread across her face. What? Nobody told her this? And she didn't quite say, no, we haven't. She must have clearly have gone to speak to the headmaster, Sir Toby Coghill, who no doubt confirmed that she did have to take us somewhere. But it didn't involve camping. She managed to take us to Tom and Tal, where we stayed in a disused former convent. I remember there, Jeff, that New Zealand gap year chap, was actually in the New Zealand Air Force, bizarrely. Took a year off that to help out at our prep school. And then reading about, we were walking around the town doing some sort of treasure hunt, scavenger hunt, reading about Topless, the famous First World War deserter that spent time here. Topless, not as in, as spelt T-O-P-L-I-S-S. And it wasn't until years later I found out about him and watched the monocled mutineer, which had come out in the 1980s, not long before we went to Tom and Tal, about how he'd fled to Tom and Tal, hidden out in a disused bothy, he'd been killed in a shootout there. So what else about Miss Macduff? Obviously, she never wed, and obviously I've seen her obituary. It doesn't mention any husband or children and so on, had several siblings. But she was chirpy, I suppose. She was energetic. She was always slim. What else? Remember her leading the Sunday evening service one time, unusually for her, always well put together. And can I say, stringent when she needed to be. So I suppose I hold her in fairly high regard. She wasn't the most fun teacher we ever had, but certainly effective. So a real genius with primary school children. Everything had its place and things were done the right way. I remember we went to do sewing or something. We had to write little diaries under her. I must dig out my diary. And I talked about string, but you're supposed to say thread. And she let me do some other things instead, like read about whatever. But then she said, no, you have to do your sewing. So she took us for all subjects except mathematics, physical education. No, what am I talking about? She did do mathematics, except for French, mathematics, music. What am I talking about? French, PE, and music. Of course she taught maths. So everything like English, mathematics, science. I don't really remember doing any science with her. We didn't seem to do history or geography so much, or religious studies, which I thought was a real pity because we'd done those things before. What do we used to call it there? Religious education, RE, in that school. So, I suppose sorely missed. And I'm not sure how long she retired. She died in Inverness, Caledonia, which perhaps is where she's from. She had this mild Scots accent. Certainly wasn't Glaswegian. Quite a bourgeois Scots accent. Possibly she's from Eildriki. I don't know. I do remember one time when they actually had to do some Saturday evening duty, we had to watch a film. I saw the brochure saying Alliance and Leicester, and I knew it was a mortgage company. So she must have been purchasing something there. I don't know where she'd come back from, but, you know, when I left that place in 93, she was still there. Or I think other little episodes, I remember one time when in that place in Tom and Towel, this boy in my year, I shan't say who, there were boys' dorms and girls' dorms, and one of the girls had wandered into our section. It was middle of the day, and this boy saying to the girl, stripper, stripper, and Miss McDuff happened to come along and said, the only one who'll be stripped is you, stripped and smacked. Not that anybody was smacked. So slightly losing it there. And what else did we do? Some man with a guitar came along for songs around the campfire one time, and we had to sing along. And that was when I first heard that song about there's whiskey in the jar. And he was asking, does anybody know where the song comes from? We mentioned Killarney and wherever else. And I said, well, because Ireland, because these places are in Ireland. When he asked me how I knew, what else do I recall about her? Red Nose Day, or some sort of similar day when we're allowed to have fun and play these silly games. And some boy being the stocks, I shan't say his name, but he's the great grandson of a South African prime minister. And people being able to pour things over which are going to hurt him or whatever. Maybe not to hurt him, meant to be revolting things, whatever sort of food. And somebody poured some hot water, really hot water, and it boiled, and it sort of scalded him. He's saying, and wanting to utter an Anglo-Saxonism, but he said flip. So she's saying, get him out of there. So that's when she slightly lost it, because she's quite perturbed. But I suppose she looked upon us in a kindly way. She was trying to do the best for us, and I suppose did the best for us. Was there anything I disliked about her? I remember her sometimes scolding me. I can't remember what I was doing wrong. It wasn't my behavior was wrong, but I was quite a well-behaved, obedient child. Well, I suppose one thing I remember to this day fondly is we had to talk about what we might want to do in the future. Would we want to be a writer when reading something? And I said I might want to be. And she really emphasized that point and looked at me very keenly. I've obviously remembered to this day, and perhaps it's been a bit of an inspiration in my adult life. So many teachers I know have died, like Mr. King taught me Spanish, Mr. Roynan who taught me French yonks ago, Mr. Woodland who taught me English. I can't think who else. Mr. Rose didn't teach me, but a math teacher, housemaster. Obviously, Dr. Anderson died some years ago. I can't think who is there. I'm just thinking Mr. Black is going to drop dead anytime. He must be 80. And little Mr. Cook, the geography teacher, housemaster, lovely chap. These are from my secondary school. Mr. Coward never taught me, someone with a huge mole here, which he'd fiddle with in lessons to gross people out. And if he did something, people would hate him for it. He'd say, don't worry, my parents were married. But as an aside, one of my classmates would say, sotto voce, but not to each other. Because you can see what epithet people wanted to call him. But anyway, it underscores my own mortality. What am I doing in my life? Am I actually getting the most out of it? Should I be taking greater risks? Or should I play it safe? Don't be foolish. You know, courage is always a mistake. And should I really pursue my dreams, even though it's rather insecure? Right, thank you for watching my channel, my musings about someone you probably never heard of. I thought I could write something, but I thought, no, I'll do something on the channel about it. From the heart. Obviously, I've not seen her, spoken to her for decades. Do I miss her? I was never particularly fond of her. She wasn't a bad person. That's it. That was her life. Was she satisfied at the end? I can't say. Goodbye.